This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. The U.S. cattle herd is at record low levels. In fact, the herd size has not been this small in many decades. Yet despite that fact, there are still significant headwinds that remain before the U.S. beef herd expands once again. We will hear from Kevin Good with Cattle Facts next.
You might think Iowa just grows corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa. Hi, I'm Stu Swanson, a farmer from Galt, Iowa, and the first vice president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association. Whether you're planting, harvesting, or anywhere in between, as a member of the Iowa Corn Growers Association, you're also actively advocating for our industry. As an ICGA member, you have a voice lobbying on ag issues at the state and federal levels on priorities that impact your farm. Join us today at iowacorn.org/join.
The United States cattle herd is currently at historically low levels that have not been reached in decades, says Kevin Good, Vice President of Industry Relations for Cattle Facts.
I think you start out with the total herd, which is historically low. As you think about the inventory report from January 1, which is the lowest that we've had since back in the 50s, so you've got a herd that's historically low in total, but you continue as a long-term trend to continue to lock up more of them on feed or a higher percentage. I think there's a message there of the available supplies, more of them are on feed. The February 1st on feed number was even with a year ago and only down 1% compared to the five-year average, which means the available supplies outside of feed yards as far as feeder cattle and calves are down a million head.
Making up for that loss in overall herd size, Good says producers are feeding fewer animals for longer periods of time.
I think there is a message there that more of them are locked up, but as a trend, there's less of them, and we tend to feed cattle longer. So even if you've got an on-feed number that's, let's say, even year over year, you're still going to market a couple percent less just because we have a tendency, long-term trend, to feed cattle longer and to have your weights.
The leading indicator for when the herd size will increase is when producers hold back extra heifers for breeding. Good says that trend has not yet taken place.
Still liquidating, and I think you can approach that conversation two ways. On the heifer side, you still have about 40% of your on-feed population is heifers, and so that would indicate that you're still liquidating on the heifer side.
This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.